You're listening to The Mountain Man on TBOU 24/7 Radio. All right, you've got The Mountain Man in here tonight once again. And with me, I've got a special interview tonight. We have Cozimo Betta. We'll be playing a little bit of his music and talking with him and asking some questions here. Cozimo is my second interview, so I appreciate him being here to do this with us, and we're going to get going in a second. We've got some good music, and we will be rocking out and talking to Cozimo Betta for the show today. First up, we have Cozimo's new single, Do You Feel Me, featuring Terrell Angelo. I'll get it together.
Seen you for a while, you know, I can't help myself. Just by seeing you for a while, I think it's something that I need to let you know is on my mind. Let me get to the point. Would you mind if I take you out for a glass of wine? Tonight would be your night. You can have anything you like. I wanna give you finer things, like diamond rings and fancy cars.
You can have it all,
but I got to have your heart.
Oh, baby. Do you feel me the way I feel about you? Cause I'm feeling your smile and I'm digging your vibe, and I can't let you by, no. Smiling, I'm loving your vibe, and I just can't let you by.
The perfume on your body, it really sets me off. My love for you's on fire,
so fire.
Girl, this love is standing tall.
Ooh.
There's nothing I won't do. It's been my whole life with you. It's while I'm on my knees, thanking God, bringing you to me.
Oh, yeah, you feel me the way I feel about you? Cause I'm feeling your smile and I'm digging your vibe, and I can't let you by. No, do you feel me the way I feel about you? Cause I'm digging your smile and I'm loving your vibe, and I just can't let you by.
Tell me, do you feel it, baby? Tell me, do you feel like I do? Tell me, do you feel it? I need to know, I need to know.
Do you feel me the way I feel about you? Cause I'm feeling your smile and I'm digging your vibe, and I can't let you by. No, do you feel me the way I feel around you? Cause I'm digging your smile and I'm loving your vibe, and I just can't let you by. Do you feel me the way I feel about you? Cause I'm feeling your smile and I'm digging your vibe, and I can't let you by.
No, you feel me, baby.
Do you feel me the way I feel about you? Cause I'm digging your smile and I'm loving your vibe, and I just can't let you by.
Man, I am digging that. We've got The Mountain Man on Top and Rock Out Wednesdays on TBOU 24/7 Radio, and we are lucky, privileged enough to have Cozimo Betta, and that was a little bit of his music, his hit single, featuring Terrell Angelo. So Cozimo.
I mean, yes.
I love that. That is so cool. Cozimo Betta. First off, I know we'll get to music, but I want to know, Cozimo Betta, where did that come from? It's just cool to say. It sounds good. Tell me a little bit about that, if you don't mind.
What, the name Cozimo Betta?
Yeah, I dig it, man. I swear. Oh,
I got the name Cozimo Betta. Coming up, I used to like wearing a lot of sweaters. So
gotcha.
I used to wear a lot of nice sweaters. So a gentleman one day, I'll tell you about the story about him. He said, you know what? Let me wear some nice sweaters. We're going to call you Cozy Mo Better with the cozy sweater. So that's where Cozy Mo Better came from, you know, because I was wearing sweaters all the time. And the gentleman was like, you know what? You cozy. We're going to call you Cozy Mo Better with the cozy sweater. So that's where Cozy Mo Better name came from.
Okay. Yeah. I like it. It's cool. It's cool to say. I don't know. It kind of flows out. I swear, if I'd heard it before my son was born, I might have a son named Cozy Mo.
Right. Okay.
But also, your music, I've, you know, not heard it before. I was doing here with Mountain Man on TBOU 24/7 radio. Now, right. You know, that I've gotten to hear your stuff. I really like that, especially this last single, we just played. Do You Feel Me? Okay. Tell me a little bit about that. Where did it come from? What kind of maybe were your inspirations for that?
The inspiration of Do You Feel Me came from, I get a lot of my inspiration from my wife, man, you know, so, okay. You know, it's based about love, you know. I guess one day we were talking about something, and I think I asked her, Do You Feel Me? And, right. And her response was a very romantic response, and it was like, wait a minute, babe. I may come up with something with this, Do You Feel Me? So I called a gentleman, a friend of mine, Ashley Terrell Burnside. I called him when I first came up with the hook. And he was like, Cozy Mo Better, you got something there. Yeah. So it came from an inspiration from my wife, but you know, it was more or less that I haven't gave the women any love songs, ballad songs in about 2 years.
Okay.
And I felt like it was time to do a nice love R&B song, 90s songs that we've been kind of missing, you know, and I felt like I wanted to bring that feeling much back, that vibe back, but on a different twist.
I got you. But it does have that vibe. It does.
Strictly R&B, you know, it strictly really R&B soul. So basically that's what made me come up with the song, Do You Feel Me? You know?
I like that. And the fact that it came from your wife or inspiration, it started there. That's really cool to me. I'm lucky enough to have a good woman at home. And I guess, and you probably know they're hard to come by.
Probably you better know this, right, man.
It's hard to come by for them, but they're few and far between.
That's true. And, you know, it's a blessing, man. That I thank God that I have my beautiful wife in my life, man, going on 21 years. You know,
that's awesome. That is awesome.
A lot of my inspiration from my music, man, comes from my wife, man. Yeah, a lot of my writing does.
Yeah, 21 years. That's awesome. I mean, you know, and love is, it goes, it ebbs and flows, but the, you know, love, it's a strong emotion and it can swing different ways. And I can see where, especially if you've got a close relationship, somebody you love and respect. Okay.
Yeah, I love like dearly. You know, I thank God for her every day, every day.
That is awesome. And a lot of guys have good women home just and don't appreciate them. But and that's bad because, you know, if you got a good one, hang on to her. But let her know how good she is, too, because they really
all the time, yeah. all the time. She even have music that I wrote about her. I don't know if you heard Living Without Your Love, but I wrote that song for her. Yeah, Living Without Your Love, I wrote that for her. Yeah. Yeah, you got to hear it. Yes. Yep.
I'm definitely going to look into that one. That is awesome. Yep. Well, let's see, Cozy Mo, we're going to keep going here. We're gonna play a little mystery music here. So I'm going to push a button and we're going to see what comes out. All right?
Stop it up. Let's go.
That's it. Let's see what this one is.
Buggy, out of my mind, I need something. I don't want your drugs, but what's that substance? Never mind, I was tripping when I stepped into the function. Stopped it, it's nothing. I don't wanna think about it no more. It was all good, it's gone. I poured my heart onto the floor. Still, you chose to close the door.
Yeah. I don't wanna get sentimental.
Nah, nah, nah.
Cause you don't want me.
I don't wanna get sentimental. Nah, nah, nah. I don't wanna get sentimental.
See, you getting your feels when you hearing whatever I write. Spelling out your confessions, I ushered you out of my life. Emotionally, I'm coasting and I can never stop. But I was sentimental while I was bumping some different.
See, I was acting like the things you do ain't phased. I kept it cool, but I was going crazy. And I'm driving, crashing on the road to pay me.
You my one and only lady.
I wanna get sentimental. Nah, nah, nah.
It's you, I want. It's you,
I don't wanna get sentimental. Nah, nah, nah.
It's you, I want. It's you.
Right. So I did a little digging and found out that was Sierra Sellers with Sentimental.
I don't want to
snap name up on the board. So you got Mountain Man. We're back here and we've got Cozumo Betta playing a little bit of his music and asking him some questions. Cozumo.
Yes.
It's good having you here. Like I said, this is on my second interview, so I'm kind of getting used to this stuff. So how long have you been doing, or how long have you been writing music and lyrics and stuff like that? How long has that been going on?
I've been writing lyrics since the age in my late 20s. I started writing lyrics in my late 20s.
Okay.
Because I didn't really get into the game to like my late 20s and my early 30s, because before I started actually get into the music, I played a lot of sports. I played a lot of basketball.
Okay.
So before I even got into the music, everybody thought that's what I was going to be, a basketball player, because that's all I did coming up as a child.
Okay.
That's all they seen was a basketball in my hand. People had no idea this is what I wanted going to be,
right,
to the music industry yet.
Well, yeah,
but I've been writing music. I've been learning since the age, like I said, in my late 20s and my beginning 30s. Yep.
That's good.
That's how long I've been writing lyrics. Yep.
That's good. Well, listen, also I want to know, besides the one I didn't know about, Living Without Your Love, which was came from, you know, some inspiration with your wife and y'all's relationship, what other music do y'all have out there? Or what music do you have out there?
I have at least about 15 songs out there in the world.
Okay.
That's on all the digital outlets. You know, before I changed my name to Cozumo Betta, I also have music under Cozumo. You know, a lot of my stuff is under Cozumo too. When I was with the label, I was using Cozumo.
Okay.
So once I left the label, I decided to change my name to Cozumo Betta, which was my very first name I started when I first got into the game. You know.
Okay.
The name Cozumo, then I switched back to my, like, nah, Cozumo Betta fits you better. So that's what made me switch my name back to Cozumo Betta. But I have a lot of stuff under Cozumo too.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you've got a good amount of music out there. That's awesome.
Yeah. I have a pretty much little catalog, you know, out there for the world to purchase and thing that needs to listen and be inspired by. You know, there's still more to come though, you know.
That's it. It's a process, and you got to keep moving forward, putting that next step out. But listen, I know some of your inspiration has been, you know, from your relationship with your wife and all. Is there any other inspiration, or where else do you find inspiration for you?
Yeah, Michael Jackson was my idol, you know, coming up as a child. Plus, I have a brother that also was a musician. That was a big influence, and then my mother. You know, that was my biggest influencer, coming up as a child, looking at her singing in church and thing of that nature. I was like a little sponge, man. You know, so I had music around me, you know, coming up as a child.
I got you. I can relate to that. You know? Yeah. My father had a great voice, but God did not bless me with that ability, so I tend to stay shy away from that.
Listen, man, you know, whatever he gives you, you just got to manifest and develop it and own it up, own it to your own. You know, you got to work at it. You know, nothing comes to you overnight, man. You know, all of us had that gift. You just have to search deep down inside of you and find out what makes you happy that you think that you can get it world.
Gotcha. Well, I do. I mean, I like to sing it out loud, but I don't know if anybody else could appreciate it like that. But
never know that. Listen, let me tell you something. It's a little story behind me when I first started singing. If I'd have listened to everybody, what they told me I couldn't do,
right?
I don't think I'd be on this radio right now talking to you if I didn't take in my own judgment. Anything that God gives you, you can't do nothing but get good at it. You just got to keep at it. You know, you can't get worse at it.
Right. Yes, I
can't. You can be whatever you want to be in life. You know, you just have to own up to it. You have to work at it. It takes determination, sacrifices, honesty. You just got to do it the right way.
You've got to commit to what you're doing,
You have to be committed to it, because my daddy told me this a long time ago. Rest in peace to my father. He said, anything you do in life, if you can digest it, then the world can digest it. If you can't digest it, ain't no way in the world's going to digest it. May find someone that like it, but you're going to find a lot of people that love it.
Good. That's good words to live by. That is awesome.
That's just life what it is, man.
That's true.
What you put in is what you're going to get out of it.
And I personally am glad you didn't listen to all those naysayers. It seems like there's a lot of naysayers along as you go through life. There's people that
I wrote a song, which is a signature song, which was last year. It's called Critters.
Right.
You might have heard that song.
I have.
And basically, that song is telling people about my life, what I have told people when I first started. You know, I told you, music is my heart. I told you one day my music will play its part. Right. And that's what's going today. You know, you can't knock a person for something that they're trying to do. When you first learned how to tie your shoestring, or your shoes, you had to keep doing it until you got it. When you had to write your name, you had to keep doing it until you got it. And even sometimes you still got to correct your spelling. But anything you do in life, man, as long as you just being consistent with it and don't worry about what other people tell you, because it starts with you.
Exactly.
Everything you do, it starts with you. It don't start with your mother, your father, your daddy. Because you are the one who got to deal with it at the end of the day.
That's true. And if it's something you got to reach
out and grab
it.
That's right. Regardless, if a person tells you, oh, yeah, it sounds magnificent, but in your gut, if your gut telling you it don't sound good,
right,
it's not good.
Exactly.
Because it starts from you. Because you can't listen to what everybody else is. Because you have to live your own life.
That's true.
People can't live your life for you.
A lot of people ignore
everything you do, you have accountable for.
You can't
make excuses for nobody else's.
Right.
When people treat you wrong, you know who you blame? You blame yourself, because you allowed yourself to be in that situation.
Yeah, and that's not a good regret.
Situation. You have a choice today. Either you want to be with it, or you don't have to be with it.
That's it. It's all about choices.
It's either being happy of being sad.
That's true. And there's a lot of stuff in life. You can go back and forth and all.
You have a choice, man. And I just try to use it in God ways and in a sensible way. A lot of us don't use stuff sensible. Everybody makes stuff difficult when it don't have to be complicated.
That's true.
You know?
That is true.
Just be 100. Just be knowledgeable what people do for you or what you do for others.
That's right.
Because again, you're going to be accountable for everything that you do.
That is so true. Well, listen, I had to stop for a second, but we got to play a little bit of music here. Coming up next, we have Dua Lipa with Love Again. Cozy Mo Betta with me. We are talking about some of his music, and actually, we've been playing some of his music, which I really dig. So, Cozy Mo, I understand you were on MTV at one time. Can you tell me about that? What was that like? When was that?
This is 22, right? I'd say about 3 years ago, man. When I was signed a sub-label, which is called Yeah Records. The first single that we had released in distribution was called The Way I Feel. And one thing led to another, and it hit the charts. You know, we went to Vivo, we went to MTV, indiemusic.com. The video went to cable. It was on the chart for like 2 weeks. It was up there for like 2 weeks for number two.
That is awesome.
Until David Bowie passed away. When David Bowie passed away, you know, that chart, you know, MTV chart is basically a chart for artists that's relatively doing a lot of stuff.
Right.
So I was new getting into the game, and the label that I was with, they had a lot of good connections, you know, platforms that they were dealing with. And by my song, when it came out, and the majors, and, you know, people was like really going crazy for it. So they threw it up on MTV, you know, the video went on cable, it was on Vivo. I mean, it was a good seller, which right now, and there's still people still love that song in the video. But yeah, it had a nice little ride on MTV for a minute. Yeah.
That's cool. That's cool. Well, we're going to keep rolling here. We've got one of yours coming up next. We're going to be playing Critters by Cosimo Betta.
You know who this is.
Cause my faith got bigger.
You know what I'm saying?
Up to the top, where you pass.
Going straight to the top, baby.
It's time for me to see you later. Told you from the start, music is my heart. Told you one day my music shall play its part. Now you see it fly like a bird up in the sky, or Spotify on Amazon and Twitter that you see. They even played my videos on MTV. And I used to be with a label called MPRE.
I'm too real for you,
because my faith got that movie star. People know just who you are. People ask for my autograph, especially when I'm walking past. Cosimo better know he got that swag. When I first got into the game, people called me names, told me that you know that I really could not sing. But now you see my thing come up, cause my swing, see my shine and my grind, and I'm getting mine.
I'm too real for you, Chris.
I'm too real for you, Chris.
Because my faith got bigger.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm too proud for you, Chris.
It's time for me to see you later.
The 314, the 314. It's Luce Guiano, the fly one, the go get it, the trill one. Before I had it popping on the airway, with that trap, I stayed shaking you haters up. I stayed on my giddy up V12. I stayed about my mail. Too real for you, critters. They hate you when you blow up. I stayed down with my day one hitters. I never changed up. Me and Mo about to change the game. Rearrange the thing and do the thing. I stayed about my chain. The 314, the 215, doing the thing.
Too real for you, critters.
Yeah, yeah.
Because my faith got bigger. I'm too fly for you, critters.
Yeah, yeah.
It's time for me to see you later.
Right, you're listening to the Mountain Man on Pop and Rock Out Wednesdays, and I've got Cosimo Betta with me here today, which is a privilege, and we are talking with him and playing a little bit of his music. I'm finding out all kind of good stuff, but first I got to do what I call push the button and pay the bills. Pop and Rock Out Wednesday with the Mountain Man.
Welcome to our world of music. Ow. Music that unites people.
In the mix. In
in the mix. Back to back, beat to beat. Come on, DJ, hit me with another track.
That's right, TVOU 24/7 radio.
That's it. We're Wednesdays with Pop and Rock Out Wednesdays on TBOU 24/7 radio. And I've got Cozy Mo Betta with me here. And what I would like to do, find out what, Cozy Mo, if you can tell me, what kind of shows have you done? Have you been able to do much traveling doing this?
Yeah, I've done a lot of shows. Pretty much Charleston, Atlanta, Virginia, Florida, Texas. My last show that I just done here was here in Philly, event that I was on.
Okay.
The gentleman invited me to a big, you know, to one of his anniversary parties that he did. I wouldn't even call it a party. It looked like a concert.
Right. That's big, huh? That's cool.
You see all the people that was there that day when he was on stage. There was a lot of folks. But yeah, me and the stage of, my best friend. You know, if I ain't on stage, man, I'm sick.
That's cool.
You know, I don't just like going in the studio, you know, before, you know, reporting. I'm a live entertainment person, man. You know, I love hitting the platform.
You know,
I love to perform for people, man. You know, that's one of my biggest high, man, on the stage.
I'm digging that. I mean, you've got a lot of cool energy and stuff, and I'm really digging your music, what I've heard of it, and I'm definitely getting ready to explore some more of it and look into some of your other music, because you've got a good bit of stuff out there. I've heard, I definitely like some of your songs would be on what I would call my Making Love Music playlist.
Thanks.
Old school R&B, which I always dug. It is good stuff. Still listen to it to this day.
Right. Thank you. I really, you know, so I honor you. I thank you. You know, I just thank God, man, that he gave me the gift, you know, that try to write great lyrics, man, for the people and for the world, man, that can live by, you know, because like I said, all I got is love in my heart. So I speak about a lot of love, you know,
positivity.
Yeah, it has to be, man. I can't go no other way. I just can't, you know. I can't see myself being dishonest by doing this music, because everything I do, man, is all real. You know, it's not misbelieved. If you listen to the song Critters, everything I said in that song, I've done, you know. Like I had to, you know, apply to a couple of people about the song Critters. Mm-hmm. It's not a hate song. It's only me giving the critters and telling the critters everything that you said that I couldn't do, I've done.
Right.
You know, so you can't knock people again. You can't hate on something because it doesn't appeal to you at that point. You know, I said, when you write it your name and for the first time, it didn't appeal to people. Right. You know what I mean? It didn't appeal to people. It was scribble scrabble.
Right.
So you had to learn how you had to make cursives and know from alphabet. You know, you had to learn.
Right.
You know. So it's all a learning process.
It is. Life is a learning process.
And exactly.
Learning
process, man. You know, that's why you just don't, man. You don't make fun of people, man. You know, because the ability that God gives you, some that don't have. You just got to thank God that you're not like that.
That's true. And we all have different talents. And, you know, working together, we're going to get a lot farther the more we work
together. Exactly, man. And the key of things, just be nice to people.
That's where it's going.
You know, people say, oh, Ben, yeah, just be nice to folks. Being nice to take you places that you don't know that you ever could go.
That's true. It's not that hard. And that's something my father taught me a long time. You can always speak, you know, and you never know what you're going to start when you speak.
The hardest thing to do. Don't you know that? Man, let me tell you something. If you walk up down the street and you just say, good morning, how you doing? Do you know how many people you catch off guard?
Right.
They look at you like you said something, like you just literally cussed them out of something.
Yeah, why are you talking to me?
Like you told the world just came to the end. And the only thing you said was good morning. Have a great day.
That's That's true.
You may find a person be like, do I know you?
Right.
No, you don't know me. But I'm trying to get to know you. How else would you know me if I don't introduce myself?
That's it. And sometimes
use common sense. This is what I'm saying. People don't use common sense, man. Common sense is love.
That's true. But that's
because it's real simple to do. It's real simple to be nice to people, man.
Exactly. And you never know what that's going to start. You know, that speaking to them and they speak back. You know,
I've
had the start of some really deep conversations with me. I've made friends that way. And if, you know, just the not speaking, you would walk on by and I'd never know it would be part of my life. I would have missed out on some things.
Like I told you, people make things complicated when you can make it real simple. It's real simple. Good morning. Hey, good morning. How you doing?
It's easy. It's exactly that easy. You're
now,
right.
Now, being complicated is like, do I know you? Now, why are you being complicated?
Don't think about
it. No, you don't know me. You know, like, just see what I'm saying? People don't keep it simple, man.
That's true. You ain't got to know me to have a good morning. I don't have nothing to do with
it. Use common sense. That's all you got to do, man. Use common sense. You know, if a person asks you something, don't always think somebody's trying to get into your business. Maybe they're asking you for your opinion or for your advice.
That's true. Yeah.
You know, if I ask you something, if something that doesn't appeal to me and I ask you, what do you think? I'm asking you to give me some kind of advice that can help me.
Right.
You don't give me some pushing me off like I said something wrong to you.
Right. And a lot of people do. They take things the wrong way and
it's wrong, man.
They complicate things.
They take it the wrong way when I'm only kindly asking you to give me some advice.
That is it. And you've got a lot of good wisdom like that. It sounds like you and I were raised in very similar fashion. But
listen, I was raised from the old school, man. Dad was from Tuskegee, Alabama. My mom was from Jersey. You know,
okay.
So they both was like on the south side. So, and I had older brothers, man, you know, that schooled me.
Oh, yeah. I know what it's like with brothers and sisters. I do that. Do know how that is.
Like I told you, when I was born with a basketball in my hand.
Right.
You know, that's what I was favor of doing, man. You know, playing them sports, man. I love me some sports. You know, that was one of my dreams one time. I thought I was going pro.
I got you.
Until I found out basketball made me angry.
Okay.
When it made me angry, I knew I wasn't an angry person from my child. Right. And I didn't like that feeling. But every time I turned to that music, it gave me a feeling that I was like, oh, this is the feeling I want in life.
There is. There's a lot of good music. It music really motivates me. It can really affect your mood. It can affect how you feel. It can motivate you or it can bring you down. It's just, you know, music is very, it has a big effect on humans. It really does.
It definitely had a big effect on me.
That's
all I wanted to do. Yeah, I mean, like I said, this is what I wanted to do. So I thank God that he gave me the ability to create things, man, and develop to the artist that I am. It's still a learning process because music changed so much, man. You can learn different things every day.
That's
you know,
changing and evolving. It is.
Yeah, because the history of music, man, knowing the history where it came from and what you can put with this, with the old and the new, man, it's amazing, man. You know, I sit back and look at the stuff that I've done, man, when I first started into this game and the stuff that I've done today. Stuff like this, you can't learn in a book. You understand what I'm saying? It has to be a gift.
You got experience life.
Yeah, man. Listen, man. You got to look from where you started and look where you at today.
That's
and
it.
The creativity that.
Well, check this out.
Yeah.
Oh. I just want to say, Cosmo, we're going to play. I've never done this before, but I'm going to replay Do You Feel Me? And just in case somebody has not heard that.
Thanks.
First time I ever done that.
I've seen you for a while. You know, I can't help myself. Just by seeing you for a while,
I think it's something. God need to let you know what's on my mind. Let me get to the point.
Would you mind if I take you out for a glass of wine? Tonight would be your night. You can have anything you like. I wanna give you finer things, like diamond rings and fancy cars.
You can have it all,
but I got to have your heart.
Oh, do you feel me the way I feel about you? Cause I'm feeling your smile and I'm digging your vibe, and I can't let you by, no. Smiling, I'm loving your vibe, and I just can't let you by.
The perfume on your body,
it
really sets me off. My love for you is on fire,
so fire.
Girl, this love is standing tall.
Ooh.
There's nothing I won't do. It's been my whole life with you.
Uh-uh.
It's while I'm on my knees, thanking God, bringing it to me.
Oh, do you feel me the way I feel about you? Cause I'm feeling your smile and I'm digging your vibe, and I can't let you by. No.
Oh,
do you feel me the way I feel about you? Cause I'm digging your smile and I'm loving your vibe, and I just can't let you by. Tell me, do you feel it, baby? Tell me, do you feel like I do? Tell me, do you feel it? I need to know, I need to know.
Do you feel me
the way I feel about you? Cause I'm feeling your smile and I'm digging your vibe, and I can't let you by. No, do you feel me the way I feel about you? Cause I'm digging your smile and I'm loving your vibe, and I just can't let you by. Do you feel me the way I feel about you? Cause I'm feeling your smile and I'm digging your vibe, and I can't let you by. No.
Do you feel me, baby?
Do you feel me the way I feel about you? Oh, cause I'm taking your smile and I'm loving your vibe, and I just can't let
you by. That's right, you're listening to the Mountain Man on Pop and Rock Out Wednesday. I've got Cozumo Betta with me. And that was one of his hit singles, Do You Feel Me, featuring Terrell Angelo. And that's the first time I've ever played a song twice in one sitting. That's how much I like that one. I dig that.
Thanks.
It does have a cool old school, not old, but R&B feel. And I like that personally.
Yeah, it definitely brings back that 90s, man, you know, that R&B touch, man, you know, that the ladies definitely been missing. You know, like I said, I'm not taking away nothing from none of this music out here today. But we definitely been missing in that R&B, that good old R&B heart feeling music, man, you know, for the ladies, man.
You got to have that kind of music on standby for when you get back to the house and turn the lights down and then put the music on. You got to have that kind of music on the playlist. It's just got to be that way.
It's like that, man. You know, like I said, I ain't got nothing but love, man. So that's what you're going to get from Cozumo Betta. You know, I've tried other songs, but it just wasn't appealing to Cozumo Betta.
Well, you're positive. Like I said, you got young, positive energy, and I think you and I were raised, you know, along the same kind of lines. But what do you have in the future? What's in the hopper for Cozumo Betta?
What's in the hopper right now? You know, what's in the oven right now? We're getting ready to put this smashing video together, man. It should be out in about a month. We're in the process right now, scripting it out. So that's what's in the process right now. You know, in the meantime, the new single just dropped about a week ago.
That's right.
We're letting that do what it has to do. Interviews and things of that nature, come more interviews is coming up. trying to set some shows up. That's what's happening right now. Taking it one day at a time, man.
That's
you know,
and that's all you can do. So people, you've heard it here from Cozy Mo Betta. He's progressing. He's stepping forward. Got some good things coming out. So we're gonna keep listening for you and listen and see what you do, because I expect great things. I know you can put it out with this energy you got and the vibes you're putting off. It's gonna be good. It can't be but anything but good.
Yeah. But before you let me go, man, I gotta give out some shout outs, man. You know,
go for it.
If I don't give out no shout outs, man, you might not get to hear Cozy Mo Betta back on your radio station ever again, man.
First,
I want to shout out, man, to my manager, man, from JBM, my manager JBM from the Brand of Us podcast radio show, man. His co-host, man, GIA. I gotta take my hat off to them, man, because without them, I wouldn't even know who Mountain Man is. You know, I want to shout out to you, Mountain Man, for bringing me on the show. Shout out to my man Terrell Angelo for putting his vocals on this amazing single, Do You Feel Me, man? You know, shout out, man, to the promoter, Jay the Boss, man, that's been promoting the single, man, on different platforms, man. That's been getting some airplays on a couple of radio stations. Definitely want to shout out to them, man. Shout out to everybody, man, that has downloaded this single and has put it in their catalog, man, because it means a whole lot to me and to the individual that's on the song too, man, because it's a very special song, man. You know, it's a history with this song. Another reason why we put this song together, because the gentleman that's on it, very major artist now, you know, he does a lot of gospel music. Used to be down with Cash Money Records. He was in the group itself, throughout, yeah. The brother that's on here too, man, he's a very phenomenal singer, gospel singer. Definitely, man. Have to give the people a shout out, man, you know, because if it wasn't for y'all, Cozy Mo Betta won't be who he is today, you know. But Jay the Boss, the promoter that's been promoting this single everywhere over the UK, radio stations out there, man, been getting it, they've been playing it. Mr. Honor, I appreciate him. And everybody else, man, that's been picking it up.
That's what's up, man. I'm definitely feeling the love there. Definitely feeling that. We're gonna play another one of yours called Popping Bottles.
Yeah, Popping Bottles.
Yeah, I'll ask you a little bit about that.
I will.
Woo! Yeah. What it do, Cozy Mo?
Yeah.
We got us one with this one, baby.
Straight from Dallas.
We popping bottles.
It goes on the wrist.
With the models, you know. Triple D to Philly. It's going down just like that.
Pop a bottle with these models. I love the way you work it.
The way you work it.
We pop a bottle with these models. Baby, don't hurt it.
Don't hurt it, baby.
We pop a bottle with these models. I love the way you twerk it. We pop a bottle with these models.
Chill.
Baby, let me work it.
I said we all up in the club. These bottles got me turned up. All these models walking around the Boston, and that's what's up. And we gon' drink till we all get drunk. Held up by the wall like Jamie, blame it on the alcohol. Cause I say we in, my friend. VIP at the club, I say we in, my friend. Popping bottles with the models is a straight up win. And not a knock for me, a bad bitch, Jocelyn. It in my
life. Popping bottles with these models. I love the way you work.
The way you work.
We pop a bottles with these models. Baby, don't hurt it. We pop a bottles with these models. I love the way you twerk it.
The way you twerk it.
We pop a bottles with these models. Baby, let me work it.
Let me work it.
Models with these models in the club, we top not ballers. Yeah, it's going down. Yeah, it's going down. All these bottles got me tipsy. All these models trying to get with me, but we ain't through bartender. Just give us one more round.
Give us one more round. Cruising down the boulevard, looking like a movie star. People know who you are.
Who you are.
She's up in this club with his arm beat the. Shorty trying to show me love.
Shorty trying to show me love.
Shorty's on the dance floor, shaking that booty down, shaking down to the ground.
Down to the ground.
If
feels like an earthquake coming down. That's how that booty bounce around.
That was Cozy Mo Betta with Poppin' Bottles, and you're listening to the Mountain Man on Poppin' Rock Out Wednesdays on TBOU 24/7 Radio. So, man, time has just gone by. I love doing these interviews. It just flies by. I learn a lot of stuff, get to appreciate some things and learn more about the artist, which is, for me, is awesome. It is cool. I love this sort of thing. I just love it. But I understand you've got another interview coming up. What where can people get your music? And
people can get Cozy Mo Betta music. It's on all musical outlets: Amazon, Spotify, Google Play, Tidal, iHeartRadio. You can get it on the brand of us. They're playing on the radio stations. Yep. Yeah, all you got to do is actually Google the name Cozy Mo Betta, which is Cozymobe. Double T A, or you can Google the name Cozy Mo, which is Cozymoe, one word. Yeah, you know, I have music videos out there, you know, on different websites. Like I said, I have EPs out there, which is called Been a Long Time Coming by Cozy Mo Betta. That's very rarely tally new to, besides the single that I just dropped last Saturday. I do have other music out there, so this is not the only individual single that I have. I have other R&B songs out there that you can go under Cozy Mo, find some of the stuff that I did with my band. You know, also used to have a band that used to play with me. Hopefully in the future, near future, that I'll put the band back together. But yes, okay. Yeah, I did have a band that played with me, which was called Assumption.
Cool.
Yes. Like I said, Cozy Mo Betta love the stage. So again, you know, if you're looking for me to do any kind of performing or entertainment, get in contact with my manager, which is JVM. He's the CEO for the Brand of Us podcast radio show. It's on my Facebook page, my Twitter page, my Instagram page. You can find me at any way. You could just Google my name can follow me.
That's it.
You know,
you've heard it. Y'all heard the music. You know it's good because it is. And you've heard it right here on Poppin' Rock Out Wednesdays with the Mountain Man. And I had Cozy Mo Betta with me here today. Time is just flown by. We're going to close out the show. I want to thank Cozy Mo Betta for being here with me and being patient with me, because, like I said, this is my second interview. So I'm learning, getting there. You guys got more experience.
You were amazing, host. You were amazing. You know, I hope you offer me to come back, you know, because I would love to come back on your show. You know,
we will definitely do that for sure.
That's a great interview. You know, you're a great host. You have a great, outstanding show. You know, I have listened to your show a few times. I don't be on it as much that I would like to. You know, but when I've had tuned into your shows on Wednesdays, your lineups is like they hitting. You know what I mean? So cool. People out there in the world, go ahead and give Mountain Man a lot of support. Listen to his station. You know, listen to the Brand of Buzz podcast radio station.
Yes.
If there's any artists out there that you're listening and you're trying to get your music played, you better tune into the Brand of Buzz podcast radio station. JVMTIA will play your music. They just ask you to show them love. You know what I mean? Because they will show you a lot of love. They from Charleston, South Carolina. Shout out to Charleston. You know what I mean? For showing Cozy Mo Betta love too.
Yeah. And I agree with you. The JVM and TIA been here to give me a chance to do this, and I've been thoroughly enjoying it. Got the interview. TIA was my first interview, and this was my first one with you on the phone, so it was a little bit different.
But, well, I definitely appreciate it. You know, I'm glad you had me. I was more eager to come. You know, I couldn't wait to do this interview. You know, I've been waiting on it. And, you know, we've done it. and I can't wait, you know, for the people to respond on it. You know.
And we have been getting on here. We've been getting a lot of positive feedback. People are really digging your stuff. They are.
I appreciate it. Right, you know,
I got to lean over a little bit to the screen. But, yes, there's a lot of stuff coming through there.
Like I said, you know, ones that's listening, I appreciate y'all listening to it. I thank you for your support. Go pick up the single. Go stream it. It's on YouTube. You know, it can only do what y'all want it to do. You know, Cozy Mo Better gave y'all a great song. That's all I'm asking y'all. Just show that appreciation, buy it, play it, you know, tag it to your friends, that your loved ones that would like to hear it, that's into that R&B. I just thank y'all,
It. Yeah, if you know anybody that's not heard or know of Cozy Mo Better, turn them on to it, because they'll like it. They really will. And I want to thank Cozy Mo Better for being here with me today on Pop and Rock Out Wednesdays. And we are going to have to close out the show, unfortunately. So we are going to hit one last one, a new one by Justin Bieber.
All right. Peaches. My boy. My boy, Justin.
I got my peaches out in Georgia.
Oh yeah.
I get my weed from California.
That's that.
I took my chick up to the north, yeah.
Better.
I get my light right from the source, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
And I see you.
Oh.
The way I breathe you in.
Hey.
It's the texture of your skin.
Mm.
I wanna wrap my arms around you, baby, never let you go.
Oh.
And I see you.
It's nothing like your touch.
It's the way you lift me up.
Yeah.
And I'll be right here with you till the end.
I got my peaches out in Georgia.
Oh yeah.
I get my weed from California.
That's that.
I took my chick up to the north. Yeah.
Better.
I get my light right from the source. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
You ain't sure yet, but I'm for ya. All I could want, all I could wish for. Nights alone that we miss more. The days we save in souvenirs. There's no time, I wanna make more time and give you my whole life. I left my girl, I'm in my
Georgia.
Hate to leave her, call it
torture.
Remember when I couldn't hold her? Left the baggage for a mover.
I got my peaches out in Georgia.
Oh yeah.
I get my weed from California,
that's that.
I took my chick up to the north, yeah,
better.
I get my light right from the source, yeah,
yeah, that's it.
I get the feeling so I'm sure. And in my hand because I'm yours, I can't pretend, I can't ignore you right from me. Don't think you wanna know just where I've been, oh. Don't be distracted, the one I need is right in my arms. Your kisses taste the sweetest with mine. And I'll be right here with you till the end.
I got my peaches out in Georgia.
Oh yeah.
I get my weed from California.
That's that.
I took my chick up to the north, yeah.
Better.
I get my light right from the source, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
I got my peaches out in Georgia.
Oh yeah.
I get my weed from California.
That's that.
I took my chick up to the north, yeah.
Better.
I get my light right from the source, yeah.
I got my peaches out in Georgia.
Oh yeah.
I get my weed from California.
That's that.
I took my chick up to the north, yeah.
Better.
I get my light right from the source, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
I got my peaches out in Georgia.
Oh yeah.
I get my weed from California.
That's that.
I took my chick up to the north, yeah.
Better.
I get my light right from the source, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
You're listening to The Mountain Man on TBOU 24/7 Radio.
In your face, all over the place. We're online 24/7. 24/7. You're listening to the hottest internet station. Ridiculous.
It's been 24 hours, I need more hours with you. You spent the weekend getting even, ooh. We spent the late nights making things. us. Now it's all good, babe. Roll that backwood, babe, and let me close. 'Cause girls like you run around with guys like me till sundown. When I come through, I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah. Girls like you love on and near me.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.